This is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where I invite the most innovative leaders, artists, and creative business owners to share their experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Cortina Janelle, who is a proud millennial born and raised in Western North Carolina and descending from generations of Black Appalachian, African, and Indigenous farmers, artists, engineers, entrepreneurs, and creatives. Since the age of 12, Cortina has been an entrepreneur that learned at her grandmother's hands and continues a legacy of entrepreneurship, creativity, and community building as founder and brand strategist for Cortina Janelle Branding Agency and founder and creatrix for House of Soleil. House of Soleil is a service-rooted business that supports spiritual and creative entrepreneurs to become self-actualized business owners. At just 35 years old, it is self-evident that Cortina works tirelessly and intentionally to positively contribute to up-leveling the consciousness of humanity. Ultimately, Cortina's work is fueled by her personal mission to help entrepreneurs, freelancers, nonprofits, and others scale their brands through the support of award-winning talent and skills while providing clients the maximum return on investment, as well as supporting purpose-driven brands with tools, strategies, and services. I brought Cortina on to talk about her new book and what she's been up to the last few years. But first, Cortina, thank you for being here today.
It's always so interesting hearing yourself talk about yourself.
Totally.
I feel great and honored to be here with y'all. It's been, I feel like it has been a couple of years since our last conversation. So,
at a year and a half of my show. So it really actually probably hasn't been as long as we feel, but that's the true, world also has changed. And you have gone through so much that I'm just so excited to discuss and unpack. So where should we start? I feel like last time you were here, we went a little more into your childhood, a little more of this upbringing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk a little more about the transition you've gone through recently and how you've arrived to your new beautiful book that is so exciting and so powerful. I'm just open to kind of give you the floor for a second, see where we start.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of my background, as you named, really started in the mountains where I spent a lot of my time over the last 10 years really working with community and alongside organizers and artists and entrepreneurs such as you, which has been a really beautiful journey and has shaped a lot of my worldview and will continue to. You know, it's interesting. The last time we were I was here with you and we were having a conversation, we were talking a lot about my first baby or my firstborn, which is IDEE Project at the time, which stood for Artist Designing Evolution and has since been rebranded to Africa Designing Emergence. And in the past year and a half, like just to try to sum it up as best I can, right? Because there's all these nooks and crannies of this evolutionary process that many of us have gone through in our individual ways. Yeah. And for me, what I started to realize more and more is that my spiritual work was really calling to me not to just be something that I did as a private process or something that I was doing for my own personal healing, but that all that I had learned and all the wisdom I had gained, all the mentorship and the therapy and the coaching and the various healing modalities that literally healed me physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally was a way that I could offer my service to the world. And in fact, was what a big part of what I was here to do. And I had been trying to sequester off parts of myself and package my work and my services in traditional, maybe more acceptable ways. And I didn't realize I was doing that until the turn of things in 2020, when I spent a lot more time with myself and started to have this really introspective process around why was it that I was really clear about wanting to help people and make an impact in the world and to shift systems that were inequitable and not sustainable and not inclusive of all those from the margins and the intersections. And at the same time, feeling like there was still something missing greatly from my work. And it was this understanding and recognition that it is very much spiritual, the work of activism and organizing and community building and changing anything, in my opinion, is requiring some sort of recognition of the capacity of one to invoke the inner creator, which to me, if we're talking about creativity, we have to also be talking about our divinity. The two are not separate.
Yeah.
And I was so focused on trying to do things in this traditional linear path, this linear way, that I was keeping certain parts of myself and my life and my gifts at home in a box where it was comfortable and safe. And so I had to do a complete 360, probably more changing than that. I'll just say 360 because it feels clean. And realized that I needed to shift the organizational work that I was doing with Ade to really broaden our scope and to zoom in on this idea of personal accountability and the inner reparation work that needs to happen, not just the external reparation work that we call for from institutions and governments and systems. That that for me, reparations is also an inside job. If you break down the etymology of reparation, it literally means to be in a state of repair. And so we can't just repair things from the outside in. We have to repair things from the inside out if they're going to be lasting and really shift in the ways that we need as a collective. And so in the midst of that, too, was the birth of my second, well, not my second baby, but, you know, the big one. House of Soleil, which you touched on in my introduction. And that really is the home of a lot of my work right now. So Ade Project and House of Soleil are sister organizations, kind of balancing all the different duality within me and my work and my offerings to the world. But also with House of Soleil, I'm very unapologetic about the fact that the work is spiritual, the work is environmental, the work is about liberation. It's about creativity, wealth, abundance, because we, in order to shift, we have to remember that these things are our birthright. We're not asking anyone for permission. We're simply reminding you of what we came in deserving already. Mm. So that's the work that I'm here to do.
Whoo, Lord E. Lord. I just want to give you the pulpit and let you keep going. But I think the first thing I just really want to acknowledge is there are so many of us in this new entrepreneurial edge that are, I think, terrified of that conversation of bringing our full selves to the table. And so you standing on the precipice and saying, actually, for us to truly make change, we are required to bring our full selves, which, like you said, means we have to go in and do our own work inside. We cannot constantly point fingers outside of it and say, well, if this is better, then it would be fine. We have to go in, fulfill our own inner needs and beings so that we know our boundaries. We know what our core values are. We know what client to say yes or no to, right? If you want to break it down into the logistics. So let's talk more about House of Soleil and what are some of the different branches? What are some of the things you're really excited to be doing and working on right now?
Yeah. So you touched on some really beautiful aspects of the work that I'm excited to bring forward in my book, first and foremost. So I have to just mention that because please. House of Soleil is going to have and does have, now that the first book is out, by the time this episode comes out, the book will be out in the world. There is a publishing house where for anyone that is a creative entrepreneur or a writer, an author, whatever, however you share your courtship with words and you put to paper your ideas and want to bring things into the world, the door is absolutely open for others like me who want to express themselves in these ways and have things to share. Because one of the things that I've continuously found in my line of work is that the things that I've been wanting to be a part of don't exist yet. Right.
Yeah.
And so, I've had to kind of pioneer some things, not necessarily because I've always wanted to, because let's be real, there's an introverted part of me as well. And there's a part of me that just would be real cozy sitting at home with my tea and a bunch of cats reading books. And
You and I totally relate in
you know
that
what I
world.
mean? So it's like at the end of the day, yes, I'm really honored and grateful that my ancestors and my community and others around me have, kind of affirmed for me this call that I have to be in leadership. And it's not always been easy, and it's not always been something that I have willingly accepted. It's been a long road to being willing to go first, because that's what leaders have to do. We go through the change, and the hard things hit us first, and then we turn around and talk to those coming along the path behind us and say, okay, here's what I met along the way. Let me make it a little bit easier for you. And I'm going to either save you money or save you time or both. You know,
Hopefully all of the above and
hopefully
some
all of
of
the
that
above.
mental health
Yeah,
support too. It's
exactly.
so fascinating. You know, I've been dabbling in some of my spiritual self too, and not even quite sure how to bring that into my work. I have a meditation that I've put into some of my courses, but yeah, I'm sort of like, okay, what is this part of me? But what I've realized is that there is so few threads to our ancient spiritual divinity. There's like little breadcrumbs, as people say. And so I love the way you described it, that we sort of have to forge through now and sort of run through that fire and take those government contracts that drive me crazy sometimes, but then realize what they're also trying to do to make a difference and what the important work is and how we're supposed to come together. And so I just love that you bring that to the forefront. So let's
Can I
talk
ask
about, oh,
real
yes.
quick about that? Because I really want to also name and lift up that I love that you brought this in about, maybe sometimes having to do the government contracts or any sort of work within institutions and systems that may or may not be your jam, but you feel like that's where you're positioned at that moment in time. And I want to just say thank you to you and for anybody listening to this episode that's doing that work and that's standing in the gap in the between the old thing that exists and the new thing that's on the way. I did that, and I, that we've had a lot of those conversations and worked together alongside each other as we've both been standing in those gaps. And for me, I just knew that there was a transitional point that I had to take to like go ahead in a particular on a particular path. There are many paths to what it is that we're trying to accomplish, which I think is really about liberation. It's about, again, sovereignty. It's about having inclusive, creative ecosystems. And so everybody's part and role to play is so important that there is no small part. Just because somebody's identified as a leader and someone else is supporting that leader, or for people who still work for other people and aren't an entrepreneur, that is okay. Like, we need us all just to be purposefully in position and recognizing that there's a greater plan at play, if you will. And if you don't know what that is, connect with people like Joanna or myself or others who seem to have a clear vision or a clear picture, and then be a part of that purposeful plan. But like, I just want to make it clear that we need all hands on deck to do the work that we're doing. And I myself don't want to be put on a pedestal in any way. I actually always encourage my clients, like any work that we do together, I'm just sharing with you from my lived experience, my training, my education. But at the end of the day, my goal is to be a catalyst and to activate you, because there's something that only you can uniquely bring that we need. So I just wanted to name that and lift that up, because I think it's so important. And just one last thing on this thread, because we are talking about House of Soleil. One of the things I also felt really inspired to step more into publicly and offer are my cosmic readings, which is all about helping people, as I like to say, in the mission, the missive, if you will, of House of Soleil is divine alignment for the earth assignment. And so what that means is, finding out where you're supposed to be planted, and like where, based on your birth chart or natal chart and other cosmological systems that I use, like Native American medicine wheel and the West African Dagara wheel and human design and numerology. We look at all these systems layered to give you a very clear picture of who you are, what you're here to do, what your patterns might be, so that if there are questions about how to move forward or what you should be doing, hopefully this gives you some insight and just illuminate some things about yourself so that you can be more purposeful in the work you're doing in the world. So yeah, just wanted
purpose
to say that.
Is the word that I was hearing throughout. And I love that you just brought that up to the end, because again, you and I have always carried this desire to do things, but the route to figuring out exactly what that is has certainly been challenging in our own rights and for everyone else, like you said, whether you're a support staff, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you work for government and nonprofits, any of that, it all comes with that inner journey. And when you can align with that purpose, with whatever tools you use, you know, I love animal medicine. Give me some animals. Tell me what they're telling me. Let me walk forward. That's been a huge part of the shift in my business, is really paying attention to nature. And quite frankly, in economic development, saying that I pay attention to nature and making business decisions is something that is very radical. And I know you and I can relate to that aspect. Mm-hmm. And so I just really appreciate, again, that there's more of this conversation being had. So I want to drill in. Tell me about this book. What's in it? What's it called? Like, what are people going to get when they're reading this book? I can't wait to dive in with my copy.
Yes. Well, so my first ever book is called How to Heal the Planet from Wherever You Are.
Woo!
Leaning into the cosmic and planetary link between ancestral healing, collective liberation, and creative entrepreneurship. So it's literally all the things that we've been talking about. And it's funny because as you were reflecting back to me a few moments ago in our conversation, you actually named some of the chapters that are actually in the book.
Yes, of course
and
we
so,
did.
Yeah, so there's content in here around setting boundaries, like boundaries being gifts, not barriers. There's content in here around understanding the place, astrology. There's content in here around creative facilitation tools and how to decolonize your meetings. Yeah. There's content in here about interviewing your inner child, finding what lights you up. I have content in here around shadow work and decoding wealth, abundance, alignment, and of course, environmental awareness as well. And there's a whole section in here, which is probably one of my favorite sections, not to pick favorites, but one of my favorite sections of the book is called Litter is Whack. And it really is a testament to a lot of the travel that I've done over the past probably 10 years or so, because at this point I've traveled to 10 countries and been all over the US, and it's been really informative for what I've written in this book, not just as it my life story and kind of woven throughout, but it's all of these tools and strategies and insights that I've kind of gathered along the way. And so it truly is for me, you know, as much as broad as I could get from understanding different cultures, different spiritual traditions, different ways that people are creating their work in the world. For me, it's so inherently connected, which once again is, you know, House of Soleil sits at all these different intersections. And so it felt really right for the book to come out as part of House of Soleil's publishing house. And there will be other works that come out after this. I recently just finished publishing and getting together my first Oracle deck. And so will be available for people as a way to just kind of work with some inner questions and do some inner work in a fun way. So yeah, there's a lot of content I've been working on and just kind of taking my time. And what's also interesting and beautiful that I want to acknowledge is that on today, the day of recording, House of Soleil actually turns a year old.
Oh my
God. Super, super auspicious.
That is really beautiful and so amazing. And I just, I want to bring one final point that I just hear you mentioning a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's this concept around leadership. And the term that I really love to use in leadership nowadays is synergy, which is sort of this concept that people can be at any place in that leadership position, right? I might be the one that has created my company, but my assistant is absolutely just as valuable for me. Without him, things don't get done, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have people coming on my show. I wouldn't have my accounting stuff reconciled. And so the idea of being able to be at any place on the position scale mm-hmm. to accomplish work is what I hear you saying House of Soleil is really, really about. Mm-hmm. It's about all of us collectively finding our true passions and walking that hand in hand. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say more so than finding passion, just finding purpose, because sometimes people don't feel passion and don't know how to recognize what passion feels or looks like, you know? And so I think that's really where the purpose, being purpose driven, feels really important to lift up.
Well, for anyone who wants to learn a lot more about some of the tools you use, I'm sure some of what you said today doesn't resonate with people, not resonate, but they're not aware of it. So how can they learn more about you? How can they find out more about the offerings you have? Let's make sure people can connect with you, Cortina.
Yeah, so please do visit me at houseofsoleil.org. I'll make sure that there's a hot link in the show notes. So feel free to just click on that. There's a contact page where you can set up a discovery call for me, free 45-minute discovery call to see how I can best support with any product or service, or just refer out to my trusted circle of folks. And there's a lot of other offerings there that I didn't get to touch on, but there's coaching and yoga, and, you know, there's a lot of ways that we do this alignment work. And absolutely, I invite anyone to buy the book. 100% of the proceeds from book sales do support environmental work, and a lot of that has to do with waste reduction, litter cleanup, and just really taking care of the planet, which is exactly what the book is about.
Cortina, you are an amazing human. We all are, yes, but you also do deserve the praise for the work you've been doing internally and externally as long as I've known you and way before. So thank you again for being here today, truly.
Thank you, beloved. It's been an honor. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I hope to see you on the other side of the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. And as always, this is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show. We share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business leaders. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradioasheville.com or on Instagram at jphcreativebiz. I would love to hear your show suggestions or any questions you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.